The next patient is Edwin Cruz. The last name is C-R-U-Z, like in Zulu. Edwin, A-E-D-W-I-N. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old Puerto Rican male that has a lengthy history of metabolic syndrome. He was referred to this office because of the presence of proteinuria. Period, the patient was used to live in Coral Springs in South Florida, and at that time, he was found with proteinuria, went to see a nephrologist, and the patient was started on Kerendia 20 milligrams every day. The proteinuria got much better. However, because of insurance problems, the patient hasn't been able to afford the Kerendia. He just changed the medical insurance, and we are going to rescind the prescription to see whether or not he is going to be covered. For the time being, we're going to provide some samples for Mr. Diaz to continue the therapy. In the laboratory workup, the protein creatinine ratio has remained 518, less than before, and the albumin, microalbumin creatinine ratio is 255. It's imperative that this patient continues to take the Kerendia, and hopefully it will be covered by the insurance. Number two, the patient has a blood pressure that is in the 160s most of the time. He says that when he goes to the doctor's office, he gets really nervous. I'm asking him for the second time to keep a blood pressure log. And I emphasize the need to have the blood pressure log because this type of blood pressure could be associated to proteinuria as well. If that is the case, the medication has been to be adjusted. Following number, the patient continues to have a BMI of 31. He's advised to change the lifestyle, increase the activity. He's living a very sedentary life. Following number, he has a history of gout that has been treated with the administration of allopurinol ever since he was started on this medication. He hasn't had any gouty attacks. Following number, arterial hypertension, as before. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes in reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, documentation 7 minutes.